702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
We get to The World View now with Adam Gilchrist. Adam, it's a good morning to you. All right, let's get straight into it then. North Korea's food problem. Oh, boy.
Morning, Arabella. Yeah, I suppose this is, we've known there have been problems before, particularly in terms of famine caused by all sorts of things, typhoons and flooding and inefficiency have not helped, but the fact that Kim Jong-un has actually formally acknowledged a problem, indeed, as North Korea's leader put it, the people's food situation is now getting tense. He said that grain targets had not been met, and of course this has been compounded, the weather issues, with the closure of the border with China because of COVID, and international sanctions, which perhaps are making a difference. So much so that now a bunch of bananas, a kilo of bananas in North Korea now costs $45, over 600 grand for a bunch of bananas. That's the sort of scale of things they're on. And we know before there have been warnings about famine and starvation and so forth. So for Kim Jong-un to admit it is quite something. Although, having been on the back foot over the food issue, he then went on the front foot and talked about how they're preparing for confrontation with the United States. So, okay, we'll watch that space.
Yeah, on the defense on one and the attack on other. Speaking of attack, world peace, an annual survey there. How's that looking?
Yeah, from the Institute for Economics and Peace, there aren't many conclusions that will astound you, Arabella, I have to say. For instance, Afghanistan is the least peaceful country in the world, according to the Global Peace Index. We kind of thought Afghanistan was troubled, followed by Yemen, Syria, South Sudan, and Iraq. Although the index does say 87 countries in the world have improved their peacefulness. Iceland is the most peaceful. Fair enough, you think not terribly much violent happens there, apart from violent volcanoes, that is. That is followed by the calm and serenity of New Zealand, Denmark, Portugal, and Slovenia. So Switzerland, land of brotherly love, is not in the top five. But here's the surprising bit, maybe. Violence and death caused by terrorism has declined for the sixth year in a row. So terrorism down, good. The most likely cause of trouble, riots, border confrontations, etc., is COVID-19. Can't we blame that virus for so much? Oh, boy.
All right. And a final one here, a Scottish whale for sale?
Yes, from a former Army SAS, former adventurer, now age 78, a guy called Tom McLean. Basically, 30-odd years ago, he built a whale. So, a ship shaped like a whale. It's an enormous, very big thing. It's 62 meters long. It cost him £100,000 to build it. He never managed to get enough sponsorship, though, to cross the Atlantic. That was always his dream. 30 years on, Tom Sturt says he still has the dream of sailing his whale across the Atlantic, but he reckons it might be time for someone else to take up the Moby Dick challenge. So, an ocean-going, double diesel engine, sperm whale that spouts water, currently on Loch Nevis, yours for a reasonable price. A whale of a sail for a whale that never sets sail.
Oh, my word. Good grief. These things just write themselves. Adam, thank you so much for that. Adam Gilchrist on this morning's Worldview.